This is a podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio.
Not enough people with disabilities or people from minority groups are represented in the worlds of fashion and modelling. That's according to the organisation Models of Diversity, who champion greater representation in both of these areas. To learn more, I'm joined by Angel Sinclair, the founder of Models of Diversity. First of all, Angel, why did you found Models of Diversity?
The reason why I found it, I did a show in 2008 called Miss Naked Beauty. And in that show, there was 200 women, all shapes and sizes, all different nationalities. And I came 12th in the show, and I was the oldest model there. And after I did the show, which was the Got One, I then decided that something needed to be done within the industry in terms of diversity. I felt that it was very, I felt during the time that it was very one way. It was when the size zero was at its worst. There was hardly any models of colour. You wouldn't see a plus size model at London Fashion Week. Now you do. So I wanted to bring about change. And that's why myself and my co-founder, Sal Williams, started Models of Diversity.
What kind of prejudice could a prospective model face within the industry?
What we are faced with, which is currently happening now, that a lot of the online brands and the high street stores are unwilling to use a disabled model as part of their advertising campaign. So what we have started to do is that we have started to run a support group where we've got, over 300 members.